Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Bit of Gwen Stefani and Hollaback Girl. Good afternoon. This is Mills live in Edinburgh on Radio 1. It's day 2 of our show from The Fringe. At the moment, the sun is shining and the sky is blue as I look outside to the pleasant courtyard. However, a few minutes ago, it was raining, which is why, chappers, I had sunglasses on. I wasn't being like you said.
Well, no, because we got caught in a rainstorm, so we're
kind of
all
soaked.
Well,
1 minute it's sunny, the next minute it's raining. What are you supposed to do?
So our end of the street was raining and your end of the street was sunny.
As you can see, it's sunny now, but yes, there we are. Thank you.
I thought after one night on stage, you'd gone all even more showbiz.
Really not. Hi, welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks very much. It's only been a day, but thanks.
Welcome back to Edinburgh, to The Fringe.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been before?
Yeah, I have been before, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Darling.
It's really good.
Is it?
Yeah, I really like it.
What are you planning on seeing?
Well, everything I want to see here appears to be on between 4 and 7. So, if you give me a pass out, I'll go out and see some shows and then review them.
Yeah, but we're, like, on air then?
I know. Maybe we can reach some kind of compromise.
What, so you go out and see something and go, yeah, it was really good, loved it, and do a review, and that gets you out of doing the show?
Yeah, how does that sound?
Yeah, we'll talk about it off air.
Okay.
If you've never been to the festival before, for a few weeks in August, Edinburgh is completely taken over by just so many shows. Everything you can imagine. There's dance, there's comedy, there's music, there's theatre, there's musicals. Anything you can think of, there will be a show about it. Over 2,000 of them, and we've got our own one as well, which you missed the premiere of last night, but you are going to see tonight.
Yes. I thought that was good, you know, because I can approach it with a fresh pair of eyes.
Yep.
Yeah.
More on the first night of Scott
Mills. I'm feeling
Mills.
Massively unnerved about this thing.
Why?
People just keep looking at me and giggling, particularly him.
Anthony off of Blue is here, who was in the show.
Every
last
time
night.
He looks at me, he just laughs.
Yeah. It's because you haven't seen it.
Like, and I don't think that's because I'm damp and smelling of fish at the moment, which is another story for later on.
Right, good. We've got so much to talk about. Anthony, you've lost it, mate. What's happened?
Oh, God.
I want Chappers to see it tonight and I want to come in back in tomorrow morning and tell me what he thinks because it was brilliant last night. The guy that plays you, Chappers, deserves an award or something because he's brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you weren't here yesterday, we had to get the fake Chappers in to play Oh, What's Occurring.
Okay, how did he do?
I'll tell you what, the listeners absolutely loved it.
Excellent.
He went down a storm. John, his name is.
Good.
Anyway, you'll meet him later, and that's going to be a bit weird.
I have such a feeling of dread.
It's all fine.
One. BBC.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
So, Anthony Costas here, all right?
How you doing?
Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I know you've got your own musical that you're in. You didn't just come to Scotland to do a very small role in ours.
A lot of people thought I did.
Did they? They
were like, oh my God, they're so kind for letting you fly up to Scotland. It's amazing. Like, after the show last night.
Hello, I've got my own. So what's your one?
Our one's called Bloodbath and it's at the George Square One Theatre. It's our only day off is a Tuesday. We opened last week and it's going really, really well. It's a cross between Rocky Horror and High School Musical. Yeah.
Okay.
it's as random as ours.
So it's like it's people just, like Zac Efron get killed?
Well, cheerleaders.
Amazing. And who are you? Are you the psycho?
I play like the Zac Efron part, you know, like the one that gets all the girls and stuff, which is brilliant. I love it.
Okay.
It's great, man. I snog a bird every night. It's what he says.
Is it a different one or the same one?
No, it's the same one, but it's great.
You've done quite a lot on stage before, though, haven't you?
I have. I've done the West End. I've done touring. It's been great. I love it. I'm loving it up here, though. It's brilliant.
Yeah. Have you been before?
No, I've never been.
All right, what do you think of it?
It's fantastic, mate.
Yeah.
It's so cool because there's so many things to do. I saw a great show last night before your show. I went to see The Magnets, which is like a six-piece a cappella group, and they were phenomenal, mate. Mm. For an hour, they were just beatboxing and singing at the same time.
There's so much good stuff on it. It's hard to know where to start, really. You just see these posters and you go, yep, I want to see that. Yep, I want to see that. Yep, I want to see that. And if you're Chappers, you go, yep, I want to see that. But they're all in between 4 and 7. So you've seen quite a lot of other stuff as well.
I've seen a few stuff. Yeah, I've seen a few other friends in different plays and that. So it's great.
How did you think our musical was last night, just from your brief appearance?
Brilliant. I thought it was brilliant. I thought the script was great. everyone was up for a laugh. And, you know, I don't think you could take yourself seriously. It was just a right giggle. And, you know, the girl that played Becky was brilliant. The guy that played Jew was brilliant, Scott, as well. And I just loved you because you just come on, you know, played the Hoff or whatever and then walked off again. Everyone was just going mental, man.
Yeah. I don't have to do much at all. It's brilliant.
It's great. Bless him. Backstage, he was like drinking loads of water. And it was
I got really nervous.
He was drinking water. Now I know you're lying.
Right, so we're going to play the bit where Anthony walked on stage last night. The girls went crazy. Now, we're not going to give too much away about this, but in this scene is Anthony, who is walking on stage. There's me as the Hoff. There's Zane Lowe is on the stage, but that's played by the bloke that plays Chappers.
Right.
In a kind of glasses and beard combo. Keeping up with this?
Yeah.
There was the incident last night. The glasses and beard combo went missing and all hell broke loose
almost.
I was like,
we've lost Zane's wig.
And I was like, has anyone seen Zane's beard? No.
When you say it's a glasses and beard combo, is it one of those kind of comedy ones with that have the comedy nose in between?
No.
Oh, right. They're so separate. They're not together. They're separate.
They're separate, yeah. Anyway, so we found that. That was fine. So on stage is Zane Lowe, fake Zane Lowe, the Hoff, which is me, and Becky, who is playing Joe Wiley. And then Anthony walks on stage.
Okay.
Here's what happens.
My name's Anthony Costa.
Hi, I'm Joe Wiley. Although you already knew that.
Yeah.
Why would you like to join us in this business we so lovingly call show?
Because I think I've got a good face for radio.
Go on, Anthony. Show us what you've got.
Really?
No, I've got to tell it to your face. I rest my case. I am not on board with that at all.
But I want to be on radio.
Sorry, man. We just haven't got the time. You are half out of here.
But I want to be on radio. Oh, come on, guys. Give us another chance, please.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, man. You'd be sorry, yeah? Because I'm going to be famous one day,
okay,
right?
Okay, bye.
I am.
Bye-bye
I'm going to be famous.
Bye-bye now.
There we are. That was Anthony's big moment on stage yesterday. Yeah. I love that. When I told him it was when he was half out of here, I got so booed.
Can I just say, whilst playing that clip out, everybody's listening to it here and we're all laughing or whatever, and then when you come on as the Hoff, you start pointing to yourself at me going, that's me.
Could you not tell? Becky, how did you rate Anthony's performance? I thought it was amazing.
It was brilliant. Do you know what? I might have been told to buzz him off, but all I wanted to do secretly, I was sitting there going, yes, he's going to do it, he's going to do it, he's going to do it. And then Zane buzzed and I thought, now, do I follow this script or do I go with what I really want, which is for him to sing? And it was this really kind of difficult thing about being Joe Wiley and being me. It's hard.
It's great. It's such a great laugh.
Yeah,
night.
It was such
brilliant.
Fun.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much for doing it.
Thanks for having me.
That was a bit of a sneak preview as well because obviously we're doing the video in three parts. So I will tell you this afternoon when the first part of the musical goes online. Then part two will be up tomorrow, and then part three on Friday. But
Mrs. Doubtfire at the hotel's going to be busy.
She's not going to be able to check anyone in. So that's a sneak preview because obviously Anthony's role is going to be filled by someone different tonight and tomorrow night as well.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Look, everyone, up there, it's Arthur's seat. Are you aware of that, Cheppers?
Sorry?
Arthur's seat.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Could you like stop texting?
I wasn't,
and take...
I just received
You do this every day, this Arthur's seat. Go and do the joke about him having a massive bum.
I haven't done that.
You did that yesterday, actually. No, I didn't.
I haven't walked up it yet, but I will by the time I leave Edinburgh.
For charity?
Didn't really fancy it last night. Don't go down the charity road because people from actual charity will be on asking me to do it and I will have to do it. Look, everyone. Jack Whitehall's with us. Moving on. All right, Jack.
Hello.
How are you? Yes, I'm very good.
Thanks.
You've joined us off of comedy, where you're doing stand-up here at the Fringe. How's it going?
Yeah, really good. It's been fun. I've had like 5 shows in a really hot but nice room.
Yeah.
Lots of, you know, lots of people coming along to see it. It's been very enjoyable.
The venues are generally really hot, aren't
they? Yeah, like mine's above a kitchen, so you get like the odd get the odd waft of like hot fish just midway through a set.
That's just me and
Don't
Chappen.
Get us started on hot fish, honestly.
Like, seriously, something has happened with you and fish today. Story. What's happened?
We went to an Italian cafe pizza place for lunch, but me and Becky decided we'd go for the healthy option, which was salmon with potato wedges. However, they brought the salmon on a stone that was uncooked, that
was sizzling,
and we had to kind of cook the salmon ourselves on the table.
But
that sounds quite exotic.
Spitting
hot, lazy, isn't it? It's just you lay the table as well.
Exactly. Which means it's just spat fish at us for the half an hour. So we smell a fish.
Chappers had to protect himself with Tom Deacon off a switch.
Did he?
Yeah, because he had to pick up...
Why was he there?
No, not actual Tom Deacon. It was his face that happened to be on the Edinburgh Fringe magazine that we were using to shield ourselves from this spat.
You'd be useful for something.
Yeah. That sounds like an event for lunch.
So now, if you can smell fish, Jack, that's probably us. Nothing else.
No, you don't. You don't generally.
Wow.
You don't generally.
That's a good
more.
Opening gambit. <isn't it? laughs>
Scott taught me everything.
If
I know.
If you smell fish, it's me.
No, you don't generally need more than a t-shirt in these venues. You can wear that whatever the weather, really. So you on tonight?
Yeah. 7:15.
Okay. Where?
At the Pleasance Courtyard. At 7:15,
right,
that's the best plug ever. Thank you so much.
Right.
I didn't have to do it, like crowbar it in.
Yeah, no, it's fine, because I just blatantly asked you. It's fine.
Yeah.
Have you got any other recommendations of stuff to see? Have you seen anything good?
Yeah, I saw Nick Mohammed. He's got a show which is all about the moon landings, which is amazing. It's really just go and see that. Mm. And my friend's doing a play called Re, so you should go and see that as well, because it's very good. It's his birthday today as well, so he's going to be very happy now that I've plugged his play. Although not really sold it very well. There's so much great stuff. Johnny Sweet, that's another brilliant show to go.
So you've seen quite a lot.
I've seen quite a lot, yeah. I really like going and watching. Mm. And I've never heckled. My mum once heckled another act when I was on. She'd come to see me, and the headliner went on, and she thought it was a bit offensive, so heckled. And
Was it rude?
It was rude. It was an expletive,
like,
which doesn't
Mom.
Really... Yeah, if you're swearing at someone for being too rude, it doesn't really work. It's not how... She didn't really get that. She's an angry woman, though.
Because there's loads of kind of different areas, aren't there? What's that big upside-down cow thing?
That's the E4 udder belly,
right.
Which is... Yeah, it's bizarre. There's no explanation for why it's an upside-down cow. There's no link between cows and the... There's nothing. There's nothing
purple,
to do with cows. It's
which
purple.
I suppose is the colour of E4.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing that would...
But not the colour of cows.
No,
yeah.
That's true.
And it always has, like, every time I've been up there, there's always been, like, one really good comedian. And then there'll always be one act, which is just, like, 15... like mentals playing with drums and bins and stuff, like throwing bins at each other. Just weird stuff that makes a nice noise. But essentially, it's like just mentals with props that they're throwing to make noise.
What's the most random thing that's happened to you while you've been here? Or the most weird thing you've seen?
I had a woman on the first night here. She got up about 40 minutes into, and it was the first show I'd ever done. She got up and walked out. I was like, oh my God, she didn't like it. I'm really upset. Walked outside and she ran up to me. And she was like, don't worry, it was really good. I just needed a poo. A 20-minute poo. Didn't even come back in.
20 minutes,
which made me doubt that she actually needed a poo.
Yes, I think that's just an excuse.
But to come up to me and tell her, you know, tell me.
Thanks
that.
For the detail.
Yeah,
very nice. Listen, thank you for coming in today. Tell us where your show is again.
My show, 7:15, Pleasance Courtyard.
Okay, and what's in it?
What's in it?
Jokes.
Jokes, and yeah, hopefully no one walking out to go and
a woman with a poo.
No muffy protests. Isn't it leave?
Thank you very much, Jack.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Chappers, you haven't seen any of the musical yet?
No, none of it.
I'd like to talk you through some of what happened last night on stage.
Uh-huh.
This is, well, you're about to hear the sound of me walking onto the stage.
Okay.
I have to say, the audience was so good last night. If you are coming tonight, please could you be as noisy as this lot were? Listen to this. This is me walking on, and I remember I'm David Hasselhoff.
Half a doodle do.
Oh, it's Beverly Lyons from the Daily Record. Listen, are you looking forward to the Brits tonight?
Sweetheart, it's half-tastic. I am half to the Brits.
That was it. Yes?
Can I... When you came on, is it just me, or did you stand there for, like, loads longer than you needed to, like, almost willing the audience to cheer for you a bit more?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, because you came on, and it was like, woo! And you thought, all right, I could get some more out of these guys. And just stood there for, like,
there's
really
still
uncomfortable
some more
extra
in them.
30 seconds, going, actually, with your arms, like, come on, woo, woo, woo.
Maybe he was waiting for his prompt.
I just forgot my line. Yeah. Let's talk about Becky's entrance.
Do we have to?
As come on, then.
As Kylie.
Right.
Now, obviously, you haven't seen this yet, but
no, I haven't.
But it is honestly, it's like Kylie's actually there. We could have
you can't tell though. So
we could have put on the programme that it was actual Kylie Minogue, and no one would have batted.
Really?
Absolutely. So here's Becky's big moment in the show.
Hi, Kylie.
Bonza.
Oh, Kylie Minogue. I believe you're performing tonight.
Sorry, mate. I've got to get a tilly. I'm on stage soon. Storoof!
Chappers, what's that face for?
I'm not making fun. I'm just concentrating and listening. That was all.
Obviously,
did you not get as big a cheer when you walked on, or has he edited that out?
Well, I just went on and got on with it.
No.
I didn't stand there going, come on! Woo! Look at me!
We've got a milk here. We're not on stage for that long. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, you've got all this to come tonight.
I know.
And then you're going to see the guy that's playing you
I'll
in the musical.
I'll be whooping and a hollering.
Yeah. Don't sit at the front, is my advice.
Chappers, I've never seen you whoop or holler.
No, I'm going to sit at the back.
Okay, good.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's good.
Cool.
Joe is with us. Hi.
Hello.
Who is playing me in the musical. How was it for you last night?
Really, really good.
How good was it?
It was mental, wasn't
I know,
it?
No, so good. Now I'm going to play a bit of the song, which people loved last night, one of the many, Pinot Grigio song. Mm. Here it is. I heard Vernon play this a bit earlier on.
You know, the Hoff is just the nicest guy. I think we're going to be friends. He's just got the best songs. Just like, jump in my car. Yeah. I want to take you home. But I really want to dedicate another song to a really good friend of mine who was with me just last night. My days are long, the roads I walk, the cross I bear. It would be wrong to come home and find no one there. To an empty house, an empty street, in the empty world where I live, if it wasn't for you and all you have to give. My Pinot Grigio, staring up at me, my Pinot Grigio.
Oh, I'm sorry about this, Mylene.
How sweet a life.
This is all happening while Becky's doing her love scene.
Nothing in
sorry?
Face.
What?
Becky's doing a love
scene.
Yeah,
my friend texted me this morning going, OMG, your love scene is amazing.
Yeah, there is a love scene.
My love scene? Yeah, that one.
I'm definitely sitting at the back.
You're better than the others.
My Pinot Gris.
Oh, my love scene.
You could be on M&S ads.
My Pinot Gris.
There are photos now online, and we are waiting for the woman on reception at the local hotel to upload the video. There's no luck as yet. She's just called me. But as soon as she gets the dial-up connection working again, we'll be on. So keep checking back at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we're here till Friday. Today is a very special day because it is Becky's birthday.
I'm so nervous about this because Chappers keeps looking at the door and it's like...
No,
yeah,
it's fine. There's nothing to be worried about.
I know what your surprise... Well, no, I know what my surprise is to you
are
like.
I'm wondering if I can get out of it in time to go and watch Nick Mohammed. That's the only reason I'm looking at it. Don't worry.
Okay, what I think we should do is, because it's your birthday, happy birthday.
Thanks. I wish I had, I'm not telling you again. I know you'll know next year anyway, won't you?
Well, yes.
I'm going to keep it a secret next year.
It is the same day, is it?
I know, all right.
Yeah, same day. Right.
There it is. We've got you a cake.
Thank you. Oh, it's a big chocolate cake.
Can I say thank you
to the unofficial Mills people who made me a card with a big chocolate cake with you jumping out of
that
it.
That card was amazing.
Very impressed at.
This is better.
There we are. So if you...
Oh, Chappers is in charge of the cake.
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
So tuck into that. If you,
there's no fork or anything.
So just stick your face in.
If you just cut a slice of that, my darling, or just stick your face in if you feel like you want to. No, don't. Oh, she is going.
Speak. Right. My face.
Right, you've done worse.
Really?
To be fair. you were eating cake earlier like it was a sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay, so have a bit of that. And while you're having that, Joe, who's playing Scott in the musical, me, will lead us all in a rendition of Happy Birthday, Dear Becky. Let's do it.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Becky.
Eat it.
Happy birthday to you.
Eat the cake, go on.
Oh, my mouth.
Tuck in.
Blow out the imaginary candles.
My phone for everything.
And here's your other surprise. Here they are now.
No! No!
Have some more cake.
No!
Cake.
I've got chocolate all over my mouth. No!
Here they are.
It's
the actual Chippendales.
No! Oh, my face is covered in cake. Oh, my God, they're so big. And there's so many of them. Hello, boys.
Hello, sweetheart.
Would you like some of my cake?
Do you know what? you just handed a cake, your full cake to a Chippendale.
I'm so embarrassed.
Happy birthday from all of us.
Thank you. Whose idea was this?
Right. Well, me and Chappers put our heads together and we thought, what does every girl want on her birthday?
And we thought a Chippendale.
Wow, you guys just know women.
Absolutely. Because that is what girls like, isn't it?
Chocolate cake.
That's all I've ever wanted. Thank you so much.
We are. See?
We've got you one Chippendale for every decade.
We,
On 40, Mark.
Ouch.
That's hard.
And we just thought, you know, what do you buy a girl? And we thought about it for ages.
A girl who
thought,
has everything.
Yeah. Hi, Chippendales.
Hey, how you doing?
Gather around the microphone. Let Becky
take
that
cake. Don't worry, I'll look after that.
So, what brings you to the world's biggest art festival?
Karen Kwan, actually, in the Gilded Balloon.
Okay, good. So, is it going well?
It's awesome. We're having a great time.
Okay. We were expecting more oil from you, really.
They told us she was going to
put it in. No! No, really not! No! Seriously! Seriously,
right,
no.
If you hand me the cake...
I'll hold the cake.
This is what girls like.
No, seriously, there's no oil. I'm not touching it. Them.
Posh Radio 4 lady is loving this. Look.
Hello, boys.
Hey.
Posh, you can have a go if you like.
Oh, yes, please. I'm rather disappointed they're wearing jeans.
So is your show on every day?
10 o'clock every day.
You have to speak because it's like radio. Every day?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And where is it?
The Gilded Balloon.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in with your no shirt and bow tie combos. The four of the Chippendales, everybody. Happy birthday,
just for
Becky.
You, Becky.
Oh, thank you.
That's what every girl wants, and you know it.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Right, let's do it.
Oh. What's occurring?
It's our daily guessing game quiz. Play along, please, at home on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Welcome back to the game, The Real Chappers.
Thanks.
Even, oh, I see.
Same
exactly
as the fake
the
one
same
yesterday. It was completely one word.
I was like, welcome to what's occurring, fake Chappers. And he went, thanks, exactly the same.
He's like, you've won, Chappers. All right.
Did okay. He win yesterday, did he?
He did beat me, yeah.
Stormed it.
Did you let him win, just to be nice?
No, but I was flirting with him a lot.
Yeah, they picked that up a lot on the text as well. I can't wait for you to see the musical tonight. Okay. I really cannot. But don't sit at the front, as I said before. Okay, here's your first situation today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Scott Mills the musical?
Yes.
You didn't see it last night?
No.
Which I think maybe places you at quite a big disadvantage for this next one.
Okay.
Okay. After the show finished last night, lovely Ian, who's working on our show this week, he asked the audience on the way out to describe Scott Mills the musical in three words. My question to you, what was the most popular word that came up?
Camp.
No hesitation?
Oh no, because if I say brilliant now, it's going to make me look like such a big head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brilliant.
You're saying brilliant.
I hope. What would you say?
Camp, probably.
Okay.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the audience of last night's Scott Mills the Musical, describing it in three words. Like this.
Three words, describe it for us.
Absolutely amazing.
Three words, describe it for us.
Fabby dabby doo.
Just amazing.
Can you describe it in three words?
Pretty. I can't think of a word. It was really, 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 really good.
Guys, did you just watch Scott Mills the Musical? Could you describe it in three words? No is the answer to that question.
No, yeah, yeah.
It takes more than three.
Did you just watch Scott Mills the Musical?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
It was wonderful. It was
Can you describe it in three words for us?
Life-affirming, pleasant, and feel-good. Is that one word?
I'll count that.
Okay, cool.
It's double barrel. Thanks very much. Could you describe it in three words for us?
So actual amazing.
Describe it in three words?
I have no idea. It was really good.
And could you describe it in three words?
Surreal, crazy, and
glittery.
Right.
And what?
I don't know.
So no one thought it was brilliant?
No, not one. There's
rubbish.
A couple of amazings in there.
Oh, that'll do.
Was there a particularly stupid audience last night? Did you think from the stage? Not many of them can count.
Well, we always have this problem. We always ask people to describe things in three words, and they come up with at least five.
I knew I should have said fabby dabby do.
I know.
It's my second choice.
No point, sorry.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, next one. Name this theme tune. What's this?
Publicum. Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
It is Publicum, is it?
We've got an actual Welsh here at the moment, actually. Would you be able to come and help us, please, Guy?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the guy that's playing Rob the Boss in the musical. Hi.
Hi.
How do you say it?
Publicum.
Right, okay, same.
I wasn't too kind far off.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
I love this show.
Why?
Because it's just Welsh, and then every now and then you get a bit of English, like blah, 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 Posh and Bex.
That's right.
And I watch it for hours, just waiting for the English word.
It is good.
They've kind of stopped inventing new sort of Welsh words,
have
you know,
they?
Since the 80s. So there's right. loads of words like video and internet.
Which they don't have. They've not invented the Welsh for it.
No, no. Mm. Well, video is like, you know, got an F on the front, so... Okay.
They tried a little bit, but then gave up.
Is it? Is your love affair with this show similar to mine was with River City, Scotland's finest soap opera, a couple of years ago?
But River City's in English, isn't it?
Well, mostly, yes. Mm. Yeah.
This, I don't
mostly?
Understand.
Mostly? What else
understand.
Was it
Well, there's a couple of Fays in there.
What?
Fay? What language is that?
From.
Oh.
Yeah, in Scottish. Anyway, so, Publicom, it's our favourite Welsh soap.
Probably not the best venue at the moment,
oh, yeah.
I would have thought, to be taking the mick out of Scotland.
I wasn't taking the mick, I was just making observations.
Right.
Okay.
Do you want me to shut the windows?
Yeah, if you could. My question to you, though, in an episode of Publicom last week on S4C, I've forgotten the question. How many English words were there?
Oh, I have to watch it for quite a long time. Five in one episode.
Five in one episode of Publicom last week.
Yeah.
Chatters.
Can I just ask, is video with an F going to be counted as an English word here?
It's a rubbish Welsh word, so I think probably it could be counted as.
Right, okay, so I'm going to count that. I would just say it might have been a video special in the episode. I'm going to go eight.
Okay, so you're saying five, Chappers are saying eight. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the amazing Welsh soap opera Public Cum and all of the English words that they used in between the Welsh last week. Let's go.
Oh, then my name's Shuba Griffiths, Miss Straighted Cashpoint.
Cashpoint was in there?
Oh, then my name's Shuba Griffiths, Miss Straighted Cashpoint.
Yeah. I told you it was good.
That's one. Next.
Shirafras.
Yeah, Glewishy, what did you ennill? Very good.
Very good. That's two. That's what, three.
Yeah, yeah.
Knuff. And then collector's item.
Yes! I love good ones like that.
Knuff. And then collector's item. Dylech chi'n mynd a fer yr Antiques Roadshow.
So collector's item and Antiques Roadshow in there.
Well, oedd yn Argos. Llon gyfrchiadau.
Argos?
Was Argos in there?
Well, oedd yn Argos. Llon gyfrchiadau.
Well, I'm not sure if, like, sort of brand names or shop names count because they're not going to...
Yeah,
not
gonna come with, yeah.
Take that one off.
Yeah. It could be Argus with a W in the
well,
middle.
Well, of an Argos.
Okay. Next.
Dwi'n mynd ar y tîf o'r eitha.
Dwi'n mynd i gael lion. Tan am sicr no.
Lion?
Lion.
Dwi'n mynd ar y tîf o'r eitha.
Dwi'n mynd i gael lion. Tan am sicr no.
Yeah, that's one. Next.
O'r eitha. Mae tea yn y pot.
Oh, diolch.
Tea in the pot.
O'r eitha. Mae tea yn y pot.
Dwi'n mynd peth o steak o chips na.
Steak and chips!
Didn't go the steak and chips now.
That's a good one.
There was no need to use chips there because the Welsh for chips is sglodion. Right. So I don't know why she said.
Oh. Is there no Welsh for tea or pot?
I don't speak Welsh. I just know the odd words. I'm not
like chips.
I just know the word chips. Chips. That's chips. Like you know beer and chips.
Chips and video.
Next.
Gadagonan. Gysi drioi. A salad fresh. Oh. Gadagonan. Gysi drioi. A salad fresh. Oh.
Salad fresh.
Brother. Match of the day, Dwan. But Gwyneth and Bobby mynd i fod yn OK.
Oh. Match of the day. This is fun.
Please, ni'n mynd gofyn y blawb o fi'n desperate.
Desperate? These go on and on.
Fi'n hunan. Tidy house. Tidy mind fath o beth, ti'n bo?
Tidy house?
Tidy mind.
Yeah.
Fi'n hunan. Tidy house.
I like that one.
Heia!
Heia. Rwy'n credu bod fi'n heiddi couple of pints.
Couple of pints.
Fy mafel. Beth am peaches? Beth yw peaches yn Gymraeg? Eirin Glanog.
Mm-hmm. Rhaid ni gymryd o ffys, ni wedi just gad y fod.
No way. Ni angen plan B.
I can see why you do this
yeah,
game. It is fun.
Ar o'r blinking train o'n ymddyn byd.
Blinking train.
Why is there not a word for blinking yet?
I don't know. That, you know, that's been going on for ages, hasn't it?
Yeah, you can still blink before the 80s.
How many was that one that doesn't speak? 43? Wow. That means that Becky...
I win.
He wins that one.
Becky
Even
loses.
Though I love the show.
You well do. Rescued there.
Yeah, Becky loses today's Oh, What's Occurring? Well done, chappers.
Thanks.
Oh, what's occurring?
And thank you to actual Welsh person from the musical guy for helping us out.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You. Radio 1 Podcast. And now I'd like you to meet a man called Charlie. Hi, Charlie.
How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Welcome to our little hot studio.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's all right. Now, you've got a one-man show.
Yes, the one-man Lord of the Rings.
So it's just you mm-hmm. doing one man Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Wow. Now, we haven't ever seen it or read it.
I know.
So we're thinking that you could be our solution and we won't actually have to wade through hours of books or films.
Well, let me just give you the best voices that I know of in the actual show. There's a big thing called Treebeard. Have you ever heard of Treebeard? They're these walking trees that they help out the little tiny hobbits in their fight against evil. And they have a voice sort of like this.
I will leave you on the western borders of the forest. South, that doesn't make any sense to me. But then, you are very small. Perhaps you're right. South it is then. Hold on, little shirelings, hold on.
And then, of course, there's another little guy who actually looks like a completely emaciated heroin addict. He used to be sort of a fat, you know... hobbit, but instead his name's Gollum.
Yeah.
And he's the guy that Andy Serkis played. So yeah. He's like...
We want it. We need it. Must have the precious. Master is our friend. You don't have any friends. Nobody likes you. I'm not listening. You're a liar and a thief. Nope. Murderer. I hate you. Where are you? Me. Home. Home. It was me. We survived because of me. Not anymore. What? We don't need you. Leave now and never come back. Leave now and never come back.
Anyway, so that's the type of thing I do on stage.
And there's absolutely everything in it from Lord of the Rings.
I think so. It's about 45 different characters, you know, so it kind of it goes really, really fast. But I mean, the fact is that in the films, I mean, whether you like them or not, they used really great dynamic actors and a lot of different, you know, special effects. So I do a Star Wars show as well. But I mean, the films are equally as dorky, but not as dynamic, you know what I mean? So this show is actually... I mean, whether you've not seen Lord of the Rings, I don't recommend you actually come see it. If you've never seen Lord of the Rings, you will have 70 minutes of absolute dire confusion.
I was just for that bit. I quite liked it that I didn't know what was going on because the tree was the best tree I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
I've not heard that many, but yeah.
No, that's why I say I can say it's the best.
I recognise that gnome voice.
Yes, I do as well, actually. Yeah.
So do you put on costumes and wigs?
No.
So it's just you?
Just me in a boiler suit.
Okay.
It's the cheapest, most portable show in the entire world. I mean, the
no
Star
props?
No. I mean, the Star Wars show, for instance, I've toured to four continents, done it about 250 times, or rather 1,200 times in about 250 cities. Lord of the Rings is built the exact same way. No costume, no set, no props, no talent, just me.
We haven't really seen Star Wars either, have we?
Oh, wow.
Embarrassingly.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's because you guys have been stuck on radio for all this time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're just here all the time. So do you skip any massive chunks out or do you do it really fast?
Yeah, it's about 12 hours long, the films, and mine's about 70 minutes. So, yeah, I mean, there's huge reams of things taken out. But there's so much fat in any story, you know, it's easy to cut it out.
Okay. You don't miss out on any, like, important, really important bits?
I possibly, but I can't think of anything offhand.
Would we be able to come and see your show and then pretend that we knew all about Lord of the Rings?
You could, actually,
amazing.
Yeah.
We need brilliant. To go.
And if you learned my impression of the impressions, then you would really impress other people.
Where are you on?
I am at the Underbelly, the Big Purple Cow.
Yeah.
And I'm at 8:35 every evening. And so far, we've been, knock wood, sold out every evening. And I'm only playing to the 16th because I'm getting married at the end of the month.
Aww.
To a woman who doesn't like Star Wars or Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
And I've been together for years.
I love her.
We like her.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like I'm surrounded by, you know, versions of her. I don't like Lord of the Rings.
Thanks very much.
I don't like Star Wars. Yeah.
Could you do another excerpt for us, please, if possible? Don't do the end. Like, don't do the bit where the Lord gets the ring or whatever. Just...
The Lord gets there.
Whatever happens.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
Just do something else.
Well, let me tell you.
Lord of the Rings fans will love it. We'll just sit back and watch in amazement.
And blink. Yes. Well, okay. Ian McKellen, for instance, came and saw the show, which was really cool. And he's in the films. So his voice, this gets rather loud, but I'll do this here. You cannot pass! Gandalf! I am a servant of the sacred fire, wielder the flame of Arnor. The dark fire will not avail you. Flame of Ondun! You shall not pass! 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 Anyway, that's just a bit from the show.
Very good.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm loving Lord of the Rings a lot more already.
Could you do Harry Potter next year? Because we're quite indifferent about that.
how many hours of Harry Potter would there be to cram into an hour? God.
I think they do that here, don't they? They do Potted Potter.
Potted Potter, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm actually thinking of doing maybe a Muppet show. Yeah,
oh,
I mean, do we remember the Muppets?
Yeah,
right?
We
but
love.
What I'll do is I'll take just all types of little, you know, films like Dirty Dancing or Top Gun or Terms of Endearment or whatever, and just cast the Muppets in mini versions of the films. So if you're planning on stealing the idea, too late, because Disney gave me a call 2 weeks ago and asked me if I wanted to do this. So brilliant. I have no
that
idea.
That does
why.
Sound amazing.
Yeah. And the fact that you're in talks with Disney means it probably might happen.
I guess so. I mean, it's very scary, very weird to get calls like
that. I'd love to see Miss Piggy carrying the watermelon.
Well, I can do like, hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, but I can't really do a Miss Piggy there. Hi-ya! No, it just doesn't
work. That's quite
good. All right, that's about all I can give you.
Charlie, thank you so much
for
coming in, and thank you for doing a little bit of your one-man show. Even though we didn't understand any of it, we liked your voice very much.
Thank you so much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now, live, it's the Posh Radio 4 lady reading out some more of your texts that you've been sending in this afternoon on Dear Scott.
Dear Scott, does Posh Radio 4 lady like tractors? I do. Tom, in Yorkshire.
Right, you've got to answer that yourself, obviously.
Oh, yes, Tom, hello. He did at least call me by my full name, so I like him. I'm not sure that I've seen a tractor. What is that exactly?
I thought posh people like you would have them.
Probably I do somewhere.
on the estate.
It doesn't work on the land.
Yes, I do like tractors, Tom, in Yorkshire. Thank you for asking.
Next.
Dear Scott, just watched part one of your musical. It was amazing. Loving Becky, who was clearly drunk. Luke in Newcastle.
Now, I'm really pleased with this because my character on the in the stage is meant to be drunk, but yeah. I personally wasn't drunk, so therefore he's basically saying that I'm brilliant, really good actress.
I can confirm that Becky was not drinking
during the performance. All I'd have is a couple of bits of that rescue remedy stuff that you gave me.
Yeah, which does have alcohol in it, I think, but only a small amount.
That was all you had?
Yeah, it's supposed
to... No, it's my acting, Mark!
It's supposed to comfort and reassure in times of need. And we were in a time of need.
Yeah, like, I can do drunk Kylie whenever you like.
Yeah, do it now.
I've just been told you had four bottles of that rescue remedy.
What? No, really. Are you not?
Apparently you're supposed to have four drops, which I don't find is enough.
Not four bottles.
Really not.
Go on, do drunk Kylie now, just to prove you weren't actually drunk on stage.
G'day, Scotty. What would you like me to say?
Well, maybe the lines from the musical.
Oh, I'm Struth. Sorry, I've got to go and get a tinny. I'm on stage soon. Bonza.
There you are, you see?
Easy mistake to make.
Yeah, unless you've been actress. Drinking wine at work. But no, you haven't. Yeah, she's just an amazing actress. Part one of the musical is now at Radio 1 Online. Next.
Hi, Scott. We went on holiday in France recently and wanted to go swimming. They wouldn't let us in unless we wore Speedos. We told them we had shorts, but they said no. We all had to have trunks. Very odd. Rich.
We're talking about our hotel here in Edinburgh, which has a rota, and you're only allowed to swim in the swimming pool if you make an appointment. Now, sorry, we can't fit you in until next Thursday at 3:30. And that's the same woman that uploaded the video of our...
I've no idea what that accent was.
of our musical. She's been very busy on reception. Yeah,
is true in France. Yeah, in public baths, like you can't wear shorts, you can only wear speedos.
Minging.
What, another reason? The girls?
Yeah.
No, that's not right.
In France, for health reasons, I don't know what it is, you have to wear the tightest swimwear that you can possibly... I've been there.
Right.
It's a horrible image for everybody.
Girls
but
can wear bikinis. They don't have to wear speedos.
No, you have to wear speedos
as
well.
Same.
I don't think that's true.
It's brought it back to me now that I was on holiday in northern France. What's the point of that? About 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. We've had this before. Mm. What is the point
with
of
your
northern
dad?
France?
Mm? With your dad?
With my dad, yeah.
I met your dad last night. I like him a lot.
Yeah, so does a lot of the people who work at Radio 1. Girls.
Even posh Radio 4 lady.
What are you saying about my dad, posh Radio 4 lady?
She's imagining him in Speedos.
He has to wear them because he's got a house in France.
He does.
A house in France, you say?
Well, so another of the girls that works in the press office, I'm not going to name her, was like, I've got to say, Bab, your dad's a bit of all right. So I just felt really uncomfortable.
Just for legal reasons,
with.
Can I say her voice is slightly higher than that in real life?
It's quite hot, Bab. You would have to, wouldn't you?
Right. You didn't say that.
No, I made that. Anyway, I remember being in a swimming bath with my dad about 2 years ago, and you had to wear a hairnet thing.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
so they're all about the hygiene in France. Next.
Chappers.
Yeah.
Why don't you accidentally book your flights back for about 4:30 p.m? Apparently it's easy to do.
Oh, that's very good, yeah. After you cocked up the booking of the train times.
Yeah.
Good idea. I'll do that for tomorrow.
No, he really wants to be here, you can tell. He's looking forward to seeing himself in the musical tonight. Next.
That's from Lee in Warrington.
Oh, thank you.
Got any more?
Hi, Scott and team. I'm Rob's PA. We caught the show the other day and loved the What's Occurring feature. Wondered if you and the guys fancied coming to a show and hanging out, as you're such men of rock. Best regards, Alan. Machine Head Productions.
Remember we did a special rock, Oh What's Occurring, the other day?
Yeah. Oh, with your friends.
With
and
my
you
friends.
Said he was your favourite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we
you
have got a chance.
You can't quite remember, can you?
We have got a chance now to hang out with, what's his name? Ross.
Rob
from Machine Head. How good is that?
Away you go. The invite's for you, really.
Hi, Scott and team.
Yeah, but yeah. Thanks.
Maybe you could go swimming.
I don't like it when you're live.
Maybe you could go swimming in northern France with him.
Yeah, in a hairnet. Thanks, Rob. I will get back to you with dates and times.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, so a few hours to go until Chappers sees our interpretation of him on Scott Mills the Musical.
Stop laughing at me. The one that doesn't speak, put a hat on me like I was a nan in the... You know nans in the corner at Christmas where they like fall asleep a bit and you go and put a hat on them?
That's because it's your birthday,
Shorty. Just to make yourself laugh a bit. So I just like, he put a hat on me and now it's just pinged off and looks like a beak. Rubbish.
Something really... quite embarrassing happened to our boss, Rob, the other day. If you're coming to see the musical, you will see the Welsh man playing Rob is a man called Guy. Now, I'd like to say, if you're watching the video at home, Rob isn't that much of a pest, generally. I mean, he is a very nice man. But he is portrayed in the musical as some sort of...
Lech.
Womanizer.
A Lothario is a good word.
And he's not like that at all. He's got a sensitive side, but it doesn't really come across.
That's not to say he's not a hit with the ladies.
No, not at all.
You don't want to put it the other way. And...
that's actually true. But he does come across as a bit of a, yeah. And he's not like that.
He's more subtle, isn't he, in his pestering.
Now, before we got here the other day, he was kind of on his own, wandering around, you know, like you do at the Edinburgh Fringe.
Looking for ladies.
Trying to pick up girls.
And in between picking up girls, wanted to come and see some shows and just trying to get the full like flavour of what's happening. Rob, can you tell this story just for once, please?
Yes,
yeah,
so
just
he's
tell the story.
Right.
Now, for the only time ever, here's Rob the Boss.
Brace
on the
yourself,
air,
ladies.
and with his story, before we arrived at the Fringe in Edinburgh.
So I got here early, checking all the kit was okay, and just sort of having a little wander around. And I saw there was a show on just around the corner, and I thought I'd just sneak in, and it was nearly starting. It was pretty full. They let me in because I was sort of the last one in. There was one seat available at the front.
Oh, no. So you know it's not going to go well when you hear that.
I never sit at the front.
I edged in just to, you know, think I'd have a quick look and maybe even leave early. I sat there, and it was a guy doing a comedy show where he pretends to be this sort of really bad comedian. It was suggested by Ricky Gervais, that's on his poster.
Yeah, so he thought, I'll have a bit of that.
I thought, I'll have a quick look. Immediately, he turns round, picks on me. Mm-hmm. Gets
you're
me
in
up,
the front, aren't you?
In the front, gets me up, then starts to dress me up as a goat. Then I have to hold my hands out for about 5 minutes whilst he dances around in front of me. Mm. Then I thought, that's it. You know, I'm mortified. There's none of my friends around to see it.
Just you.
So just me and people laughing.
As a goat.
Me. And then so I sat down. Then he got me up again with someone else where he dressed me as a penguin and I had to do the okie cokie. But he'd played with the music, so the bit where it goes, oh... it never actually goes okie cokie. So you're actually dancing like an idiot.
And the bit never happened.
And that was the first show that I saw when I got to Edinburgh.
Welcome along.
Any fit girls in the audience?
I couldn't see. I was dressed as a penguin.
Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.